You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
The Vietnam War, it's over.
Your job's just begun.
A new HBO original limited series.
Welcome to the world of spycraft. Strap in.
From executive producers Park Chan-wook and Robert Downey Jr.
What are you concealing?
Based on the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel by Viet Thanh Nguyen.
What if I told you that I was a communist spy?
How did you become this?
The Sympathizer, streaming April 14th on Max. Subscription required.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's the most wonderful time of the week again. Patreon Saturdays with Catherine. We covered Beverly Hills earlier this week. We covered Potomac. Now, over on Patreon today, we are covering Real Housewives Ultimate Girls Trip with Catherine. Not only do we talk about strange friendships, strange feuds, the Ramona show and the Ramona coaster, but we talk about next season. I'm sharing some clips after this. I reveal on air to Catherine the cast next season. She has her own reactions. And then we go down a rabbit hole, guys, and we start talking about pairings for the future. Are they going to continue Housewives or are they going to continue ex-Housewives? I mean, we throw an Adria Maloof in there. We talk about upping that with a Camille Grammer. What about an LVP and a Kelly Dodd? We go deep on just losing our minds with every combination of what the future could bring now that these girls' trips are here. We have some, and let's face it, Catherine's a housewife, guys. So I also want to know, and I ask her, would you go, Catherine? And who would you go with and who would you least go with and under what circumstances? So we're talking all about the current girls' trip, the one that's coming up, and just our crazy minds in the future of what we would like. And we're just kind of covering everything else over on Patreon today. And here are a few fun clips. It's just like a nostalgia day, and we are covering it all, past, present, and future. Enjoy on Patreon now. If you were there, who would you be most afraid to get into an argument with out of all these people? We have Kenya. We have Cynthia. Kyle.
Kenya, probably.
More than Teresa?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. I think I might be the most afraid of Teresa.
No, I think I would like Teresa. Teresa doesn't scare me at all.
I mean, when you're on the bad side, I mean, who do you think? I mean, Teresa's a silent assassin too. She's calm, but she's just like, if you come for me, it's not going to be good.
I think that Kenya's probably a little bit more dangerous with her words than Teresa. And if it's only going to go to that level, I think that Kenya would be a more formidable opponent. But I think,
Kenya would be a very close second. Don't get me wrong. I would be afraid of Teresa. I mean, I would personally try to kiss up to Teresa and Kenya. I'd be like, these are the girls I wanted to stay on the good side of. The Bluestone Manor, do you want it? It's already filmed. This is the cast.
Oh my God, tell me. Okay.
Because I know you don't know. I was going to tell you on air. So it's Dorinda and Jill Zarin from New York.
Okay. Oh, I like that.
Let's throw in some OC, Vicky and Tamara.
Oh, Lord.
And by the way, rumor is they're calling this the Ex-Wives Club. I don't know if that's really true. And now that Girls Trip is so successful, I think they're going to stick with that name. But that's what, so it's those four so far, Wait for it. It is New Jersey is nobody. Potomac really? Is nobody. Okay. Atlanta is Eva Marcel. And who the hell else? Oh, and Phaedra Parks.
Oh boy.
Phaedra and
who from Beverly Hills?
Okay. Sit down.
I am.
Taylor Armstrong.
Oh my God.
I know.
Wait.
Brandy Glanville.
No.
Boom. Blow it up, baby. Yes.
Wait a minute. Oh.
Good for Taylor for getting in there. Hi. I mean, we just stepped it up. Like Dorinda don't fucking play. Phaedra Parks don't play. Brandy fucking Glanville don't play. And Vicky is unhinged with the blow of the wind. And Tamara is unhinged with the blow of the wind. So this is no joke. Now I do know it's so, you know, Taylor, no, not turning my nose up at Taylor, but Taylor likes to have a nice cocktail or two herself.
You think so?
Yes. So Taylor, you know, if anyone's going to go and Taylor might be hitting the sauce. And so
that would be a good one. Wait, that we could do each city, although I've never watched Dallas, each city and say, who is the one name of each franchise, whether they're on or not. So let me do it for you.
Okay.
Okay. Jersey. You just said Teresa. I agree. Teresa, New York.
Ramona. I'm just going with the first thing that comes to mind. What do you say?
Bethany. Bethany.
I get it. I would have said Bethany second. I just go, Ramona's my gut. What's next?
Okay. Beverly Hills.
Kyle Richards. I'm not saying this LVP. Is my favorite. You say LVP?
LVP. I have more of like a history and a like for Kyle. And I feel like I know Kyle better, but I still say that LVP is the name.
I get it. These are all my second choices so far, except for Teresa. Okay. Who else?
Atlanta.
NeNe Leakes.
On May 10th, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere.
What a wonderful day!
This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
Apes hunt humans.
That is wrong.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Only in theaters May 10. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
I agree. Salt Lake City. I don't know this show very well, but
now just because I would have to say Jen Shah, and I'm friends with Meredith and I love Meredith Marks, love her as a person. And I love Lisa Barlow as people. I really enjoy both of them. I've spit into them offline friendly, but my gut goes to Jen Shah because of everything going on. Who do you say?
I would say that too, but I have to have like a little asterisk next to that because when you say Lisa and Meredith, I don't know who they are. I mean, I'm sure if I saw a face, I could say, yes, she's on Salt Lake City, but I wouldn't be able to tell you the person's first name yet, but that, you know.
And they're both huge parts of the show, but I just think this takes Jen Shah to a different level.
Yeah.
Then if you say Potomac to me. Karen Huger. That's my answer.
Hands down, the Grand Dame for sure. Karen Huger. And then Dallas, I don't know.
Leanne Locken.
Okay, you know what? I've never seen it, but I know that name. So I would have to agree with you.
I mean, Leanne was let go. You know, Leanne Locken. That's just who she's the one.
What about Orange County?
I would say Vicki Gunvalson.
Ooh, that's a tough one. I would say Tamara Judge.
You would?
Yeah.
I just, those are, that was a fun game.
right?
But do you see the endless amounts of, like, if we go with another ex-wives club, like, that could be like,
that's gold. If they did the ex-wives trips and they brought back these kinds of personalities.
I mean, okay, first of all, like Beverly Hills, we're talking like you could bring back Kyle Richards and LVP. I mean, not Kyle Richards. You could bring back Camille Grammer and LVP. But you know who they would bring back from the OC? Kelly Dodd. And she would come, her and LVP have some history where they don't get along. I know. It's really a fun conversation. Trust me. This is like, I don't know. I'm laughing just talking about it. So head on over to Patreon and listen to me and Catherine just let our imaginations run wild with combinations. But we also do break down this season of Girls Trip and just talk about which cast member shocked us the most. Who shocked you guys the most? Who were most pleasantly surprised with and who were just shocked? We just didn't expect a lot of the behavior that's coming from a bunch of certain people and just some of the friendships and just, I don't know. And really, again, the Ramona coaster. Head on over to Patreon now.
The first taste of rare bourbon you finally got your hands on. That's nice. At Caskers.com, we make this experience easy. Caskers is a one-stop spirit curator with an impressive selection of exclusive, sought-after, rare, and household names in the realm of premium spirits and champagne. Discover the top flavors of the year now by going to Caskers.com and using code WELCOME10 for $10 off your first purchase. Get $10 off your first purchase with code WELCOME10 at Caskers.com.